Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Let's begin with the latest news on COVID-19. At last look, Malaysia reported 208 new infections today. That is the second time the number of new cases have exceeded 200. But on a positive note, 122 people have recovered and were discharged today. That is the highest number of recoveries per day to date. This brings the total number of recoveries to 767, or 24% of all COVID-19 patients in Malaysia have recovered. That's one in every four patients. So while health officials are trying to bring this pandemic under control, it is the economic impact locally as well as globally that is an increasing source of anxiety. Now, the World Bank recently lowered its forecast for Malaysia's economic growth for 2020 from 4.5% to negative 0.1%. And despite the stimulus packages that have been announced, it will be hard for Malaysia to escape an economic recession in the coming months. What then is the game plan? Joining us live from WTC Kuala Lumpur to help answer that question is Dato' Sri Mustafa Mohamad, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department in charge of the economy. Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. Dato' Sri, critics are saying... critics are saying that the Prihatin package is inadequate in helping businesses retain employees, particularly SMEs. Now, do you agree that this package lacks the firepower it claims to have?
Firstly, 250 billion is the biggest ever. In the subprime crisis, as you remember, it was 60 billion, and the first package was 20. Of course, we know that a few people are not happy, in particular SMEs. They would love to have more help from the government, and we've been engaging with them. I would like to share with you that the Prime Minister views this with concern, that we are getting feedback from the SME community in particular. There's been a few engagements the whole of this week. And in the next few days, the government will consider a new set of proposals. At that point of time, 27th of March, a week ago, 250 billion was huge. Perhaps after this has been announced, we've been getting a lot of feedback, and the most vocal in terms of criticism has been coming from the SME community. Okay. Once again, I want to assure the Malaysian public. Yep.
Dato' Sri, what has the feedback been? So you say you're engaging with the SMEs and the micro entrepreneurs. What are they asking for?
Feedback, they say there's no business, there's been lots of closures. They need working capital, which is not part of the facility that was announced. The wage subsidy of 600 ringgit over 3 months is not sufficient. In general, they don't have money to pay salaries. Mm-hmm. They have got commitments in respect of rental payments, utility charges. So they're asking for more money from wage subsidies, but more importantly, I think they want to tide over this very difficult position, and they want the government to consider some more help. So this has been actively considered by the government.
Dato' Sri, much of that 250 billion ringgit package is deferments and such. Could you help us understand the part of it that has to do with supporting SMEs? It doesn't amount to very much in terms of the job retention objectives of that particular part of the proposal. Do you think there needs to be more balance? Is job retention more important than perhaps securing a safe social safety net at this point in time?
Well, the people is important. The B40 in particular, those who have lost their jobs, those who are involved in small businesses, those in the informal sector, this represent a large chunk of the Malaysian population, those earning 4,000 and below. That's a priority to the government. Next will be small and medium enterprises. In terms of help given by the government, the wage subsidy is one. The the waiver of the interest and principal payments, which they do not have to pay for the next 6 months, will of course relieve them of some cash flow pressures that they're having. And we got what we call the SRF facility, about 6 billion. And there's a facility for other sectors, 6.8 billion. So what's for SMEs in particular, first in the form of which subsidy the other is funding facilities. But as I said, we acknowledge after having had this intensive interaction with them that we need to revisit some of these proposals, and as I said earlier, this is being actively considered by the government.
Would it be possible, is it likely that you might see a doubling of that wage subsidy, something that's been spoken about by various critics as well as the SME representatives?
That would be certainly useful for them, but of course it's got to be carefully considered by the government. We have to look at the government's financial situation. Of course, it is important to preserve jobs. There is probably some scope for reconsidering this 600 account amount, but at this point of time, I'm in no position to give you a definite answer because this is still under consideration. But once again, in the next few days, there'll be a decision made by the government on this very important subject.
And on that note, Dato' Sri, I mean, to some observers, they may think that that's not soon enough, that there seems to be a lack of urgency, because you said there's a special cabinet meeting. So there was a special cabinet meeting scheduled for tomorrow. There's a second meeting set to take place on Sunday. And then all of that is going to be reported to the Prime Minister in the Economic Action Council meeting on Monday. Is this urgent enough? Is this help coming soon enough?
Well, today is Thursday, tomorrow is Friday, as you know, and Monday is not too far away. We have to give thorough consideration. We have seen most of them in the last few days. We had a meeting yesterday, and the Ministry of Finance is refining some of those proposals. And hopefully by Monday, we'll get there. That's not too far away.
All
I'm
right,
sure SMEs, Malaysia can wait 3-4 days.
So yeah. We'll have to wait with bated breath to find out.
It's not an issue at all.
Okay, we'll find out more on Monday. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and continue this conversation right here on Consider This, so don't go anywhere.